If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is November the 15th, 2022, and today the topic is Stay Ready. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope that you all had a great day yesterday. Mine was just fine. Not too much to report, per se. So let's go ahead and get into the juice, y'all, because, I mean, you know, yeah, if I have anything to say about yesterday, then I guess I'll say it at the show. So, anywho, yeah, so this morning, y'all, I woke up pretty much at the sound of my alarm. I think I was, like, dreaming and then awake at some point, but I didn't pay attention to what time it was or anything until my alarm went off. And so I listened to the prayer meditation and did all of that. And I don't know, I just found myself scrolling on social media a lot this morning. And at some point, there was a post that stood out to me, and it was one of my friends, and she's celebrating being the assistant director of a film and whatnot. And I could have sworn that I'd seen her post about it before. But for this morning, it really just stood out to me. I noticed that the name of the theater that her film was screening at was named Miracle. And I guess it stood out to me for a couple of reasons, because I've been in the midst of this debate for a little while now about whether I was going to focus on, or whether I am going to focus on getting a venue again, or if I'm going to focus on digital content and creating more things of this nature like I'm currently doing. And but I was kind of confused, because again, I saw both things. That my first thought, of course, made me think about the theater aspect, but then the other thought was like, well, this post is about a film, so it was like, you know, like, what are you trying to tell me, something, Lord? Like, you know. And so I paid attention to the time that it was, and it was 3:28. And I ended up looking up the Strong's Concordance, sensitized to that. And so, and then that's when I did my, no, wait, something like that. Wait a minute, hold on. Well, something like that. Either I did my prayer meditation or I kept on doing whatever. And then I, you know what? It probably was the opposite. I can't remember, but at some point, 3:28 stood out to me. And then also 4:44 stood out to me this morning. And so the interesting thing about that is basically when I looked up these different numbers, it led me to quite a few interesting words. So basically, again, if you guys have the Strong Concordance, then y'all can look up this on your own, but I'll just kind of read at least some of the words. So 3:28 led me to GERD and let me see, charmer, secret, to move softly, necromancer, all of that. And I was like, oh Lord, like, because necromancy and all that isn't really a good thing. And when it comes to the Bible, I guess, you know, because it's talking about black magic and all this other stuff. So I'm like, what are we talking about, Lord? What you pointing me to? And then 4:44 led me to muddle, to turn, become filthy, the countenance of a certain man. I was like, oh Lord, man, what is happening? What am I receiving here? And so I did end up looking up verses centered around, I think it was like GERD softly or something like that. I looked up GERD softly first. And yeah, basically, this is what I was receiving this morning, to stay ready. I don't know if there's a certain man we need to be looking out for, and necromancy and all of that, and things done in secret and blah, 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 which I mean, I believe that there is a lot of things that are done in secret that we're not aware of. So, I mean, that's, just because, again, I've been down the little rabbit hole and whatnot. So, on one hand, I'm like, sounding familiar, but at the same time, I think what I was receiving more so than anything this morning is not putting our trust in any man per se, but putting our trust in the Lord. So these are the verses I came across this morning based on all of that. And here we go. So 1 Peter 1 and 13 says, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So yeah, that already put me in a mindset of like where our focus should be. Yeah, I understand that, we're dealing with things in our lifetime and we're dealing with people and we got all these little issues going on between the countries and all this other stuff. But like again, I'm receiving that we need to keep our mind, our hearts and mind on the Lord. Luke 12 and 35 says, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. I mean, I don't. There's nothing else to really reiterate there. I mean, it's pretty clear, stay dressed for action. Again, stay ready. As I was reading these verses, there were some more verses that were standing out to me, but I kind of felt like they might have been only for me. And one of those was Jeremiah 1 and 17. And I mean, not to say I was doubting doing this or whatever this morning. It just was like one of those things that kept me motivated to keep going and whatnot. So if y'all want to check that out and go deeper on that on your own as well, you can, but I'm not going to read that verse, but that's one that stood out to me this morning that I just happened to write down. 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Again, I mean, this is not an unfamiliar verse. I think a lot of people that read the Bible may be familiar with this one. But I don't know if we pay attention to how that looks in our life. I was very honest with y'all a few days ago about, I guess, this masturbation sabbatical that I'm on. And I'm not gonna lie, I mean, I still have the temptations every now and then, but I feel like at least recently, over the past week or so of this, or maybe, over the past week or so, when it comes to my mind or whatnot, I try my best to just stay focused because I feel like, I don't know, again, I'm not gonna sit here and proclaim like, oh, I'm never gonna do it again. I don't know. I have no clue. If the Lord's taking it from me, cool, if not, I mean, I'm a married woman that, has needs. I don't know what else to say. But with that, I feel like there has been a shift in a way. And I wanted to share that with y'all as well. This whole thing about God speaking to me in numbers and whatnot. It's very interesting. Like I said, there's no way I was thinking about none of this stuff when I woke up this morning. But to now have this information to give y'all today is very, like I said, I just find it to be very interesting. Especially now when I reread the numbers to y'all and I was like, I know I woke up at 4, so why, what did I get 3 from? So that's a whole nother thing as well. It seems to me that it should have been 428 just based off of when I woke up. But for whatever reason, 328 stood out to my mind. And that's what I ended up looking up. And here I am telling us all to stay ready. So I don't know. I feel like God is using different things to, speak to us and to, so I believe that the more that we keep our minds on Him, consecrate ourselves, all those different things. And surrender, right? Surrender to the Lord. Whatever it is that He wants you to surrender, I think that at least what I'm experiencing now, and again in these past couple of weeks or whatever, is that, there's been more I feel like there's been more like particular and clear messages that I'm receiving. So yeah, that's just something to think about. You know, that's just a little side note or whatever, but you know, I'm just sharing what has happened with me, y'all. We got Luke 12 and 37. It says, "Blessed are those servants who the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them." Now when I first read that verse this morning, you know, it kind of stood out, but then, you know, then when I started to write it down, I started to see it differently. I started to notice that it's literally saying that, you know, God is going to serve us. Now, you know, I feel like he already did that when it comes to Jesus. So who knows, this might be a description of that. But I just found it to be very interesting. You know, again, as I was writing it down this morning, I started to see it, I guess, with different or new eyes. Saying that again, we need to stay ready, right? We need to be those people that are awake when he comes. We don't need to be sleeping. We don't need to be, you know, stagnant. We don't need to be. There's a verse in the Go Deeper section that talks about the individuals that are, what was the word that was used? The individuals that are, I was supposed to say content. It's not content. I feel like it was started with a C. I guess I should have wrote it down. So my apologies, but it's in the Go Deeper section, and you guys can read it. But complacent, that's what it was. People that are complacent and whatnot like that. And it's kind of like the opposite of this verse right here. I won't say, I don't know if it was a woe to those that are complacent or nothing like that, but it was kind of along those lines. So, I mean, you know, you guys can go deeper with the verses that are in the Go Deeper section. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired to stay ready today. You know, let's not be caught slipping. You know, let's not be caught slipping and sleeping and being complacent and all those different things. Let's stay ready. Let's stay watchful. Let's be aware. And let's trust the Lord. You know, let's trust the Lord with all aspects of our life, y'all. The Bible verse of today is Isaiah 60 and 3. And it says, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of the rising." Y'all can confirm, y'all can confirm what that last word is before rising. But yeah, that's the Bible verse of today. You know, I hope that you all are encouraged and inspired. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
This has been brought to you in part by Anointed Touch, Health, Fitness, and Beauty. Eat right and exercise daily. Walk with God, run from the devil. 1 John 20:20, you have an anointing from the Holy One. Visit anointedtouch-hfb.com for more information.